USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As members of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus continue to push for the release of Justice Department documents dealing with the Russia probe and the investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server, Fox News says it's received a draft from the caucus concerning articles of impeachment it's drawing up against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein as a last resort if the Justice Department continues to stall on producing those documents. Rosenstein then telling Fox News,
"I just don't have anything to say about documents like that that nobody has the courage to put their name on and that they leak in that way. But I can tell you, there have been people who have been making threats privately and publicly against me for quite some time. And I think they should understand by now the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted."
Another high school student walkout planned for today, this time by supporters of the Second Amendment. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
A U.S. judge is ordering Iran to pay billions of dollars to the family members of over 1,000 9/11 victims. ABC News is reporting a default judgment issued Tuesday by a federal judge in New York found the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Revolutionary Guard, and the Central Bank of Iran liable for the deaths of over 1,000 people in those attacks. Iran has never responded to that lawsuit. The White House is responding to claims made by the president's former doctor in New York that President Trump's bodyguard and attorney raided his office back in February of 2017. Sarah Sanders, the White House press secretary, says it wasn't a raid.
As a standard operating procedure for a new president, the White House medical unit took possession of the president's medical records.
Dr. Harold Bornstein, though, sticking to his story, saying he was disrespected during the incident when the medical records were physically taken from his office without his permission. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Seven states are filing suit against the federal government over the DACA program. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announcing a suit yesterday saying the issue is really with judges in California, New York, and Washington, D.C., which halted the Trump administration from ending the program. Paxton says he doesn't want the federal government to revoke any DACA permits, but just end the practice of handing them out. Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, South Carolina, and West Virginia are also part of that lawsuit. New Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State Department will be getting its swagger back. Pompeo getting a very warm welcome in his first speech to State Department workers yesterday, calling the group the most important diplomatic corps in the world. The former CIA chief did replace fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Critics had accused Tillerson of being aloof and of not being aggressive enough in getting numerous high-level vacancies filled at that department. And a new poll finds majorities in 44 of 50 states support same-sex marriage. The poll conducted by the nonpartisan and nonprofit research organization PRRI, and it finds overall support for same-sex marriage from more than 60% of Americans, while 30% are opposed. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.